Ms. Lim and I think Ms. Yam have attempted to suggest that this is political punishment, that Mr. Singh is being punished twice. Actually, that is not the case. It's a very simple point. When you have a CEO of a company, and let's say he has been charged and convicted of a matter of a crime of dishonesty, how many companies actually say, yes, it's okay, Mr. CEO, please continue? How many? Not very many. Why? In fact, probably not at all. Why? Because those companies value their reputation. They know that every time they go and do business, people look at them and wonder, you're a company and your CEO has been convicted for lying of dishonesty. What sort of company are you? And that is the issue that's being discussed here. We have a parliament where you have the leader of the opposition, which is a significant position and role, who has been convicted of 2 counts of lying before a committee of parliament. And how does that look to other people outside? And how can we then say that for someone to whom this has happened is suitable to continue as leader of the opposition? And for the PAP side of the house, we say it's very difficult. But somehow, the WP doesn't seem to have a difficulty with this, which tells us something about the WP values. Then, Mr. Kenneth Cheong raised the question of Mr. Tan Chuan Jin and asked, nothing happened there. And why is that the case that, it was all right there and not here? I am frankly very disappointed in that stance, but it also shows that something is, that Mr. Cheong doesn't quite understand the issue. In Mr. Tan Chuan Jin's case, he was asked to step down. As a matter of party discipline, he was told to resign his seat. Initially, if you read the Hansard carefully, then Prime Minister had said it was clear in his mind he would have had to step down as Speaker. He wanted to give him some time to settle constituency matters, settle the family matters, but it was clear that as Speaker he would have had to step down, and whether they should resign their seats, initially that was something to be thought about, but when it became clear that the conduct had not stopped, then Prime Minister said, you must step down. And Ms. Cheng had to step down too. So they resigned their seats. And Mr. Tan took responsibility. And I believe he had apologized to Singaporeans that it had happened. Here, Mr. Singh has not even been asked to resign his seat, at least not by us. And he doesn't seem to think that there is a problem with continuing as the leader of the opposition. There is no equivalence at all in those examples.